Welcome to the Hawk Talk podcast on the KU Media Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Weiss, and with me today is Tyler Menendez and Riley West. How are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good. Happy to be here, Jack.
All right, you guys ready to get started?
Absolutely.
All right, well, obviously, as you guys know, it was homecoming this weekend, and there is a packed schedule for sports. We're going to start off with football, and they played Southwest Baptist on Saturday. So they started slow in the first half. What do you guys think happened in the first half?
I'm thinking that they just got a little bit too hyped up, a little bit too excited. Homecoming weekend, they were all, I don't know, they had their gears grinding pregame, and they must have just came out too hot. They weren't really focused, but they definitely figured it out in the second half.
Yeah, they were outscored 21-17, but they did start off hot in the second half. I mean, they outscored their opponent 21-12. That helped secure their victory. They won 38-33, pushing their record to 4-1. West, I know you were at the game. Who had a rushing TD there?
Yeah, so in the first half, it was really interesting. They scored first, which whenever they score first this season, they end up 3-0. So I think it was J.Q. Brown who scored in the first half.
Yeah, and I think Teon Dollard had another rushing TD. Yeah, but no, this is their best start since 1994. You know, they're 4-1 now. They got Truman State this weekend. But yeah, that's their. So when they were 4-1 in 94, they went 8-1 that year, and they also were conference champs.
Absolutely. Got to give some kudos to Marlon Washington, too. If he keeps up performances like that all year, they might be conference champs again. He had a 111 receiving yards on only 5 receptions and a tutty.
Yeah, I know. We can't forget about Travis Isaac, though. He had a couple touchdowns that game, didn't he?
Yeah. What about Hans Wisniewski?
Oh, he did have one.
With a tutty as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, play of the game, though. What do you guys think the play of the game was?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I'm thinking probably that early score, though, to jump out quick and get Truman on their feet, or on their SBU on their heels. I feel like that was probably
big. It came from a blocked punt.
Yeah, that's got to be the play of the game then.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And obviously, that was the first score of the game. So, you know, maybe that's the reason why we won.
Well, 3-0 when they score first. So,
yeah,
shows.
There's also another football game. Sprint football won 14-13 over Catamount College of St. Joseph,
second year program. I can't say I was there for that one, but I think there was a decent turnout in the crowd.
Yeah.
Big win, homecoming win.
And then, Riley, what's up next for men's soccer?
Yeah, so this weekend they had a 1-0 loss against UIS, and I heard it was a very scrappy game, and Tyler, you did play-by-play for that game,
right? Yeah, I was actually on the call. There was 6 total yellow cards in the whole game. UIS had 5 of them.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that was just pretty much because UIS was getting a little scared because they ranked 23rd in the nation, and QU's not anywhere near that list, and they were giving them a run for their money, so.
Yeah, it had to be a pretty good game then. The boys played well, huh?
Yeah, they did. They did play well. It was a well-defended game. They're good. The goal that UIS scored, there was nothing they could have done about it. Guy came down the sideline, played like a hard cross in. Dude one-timed it, bar down, top left. Keeper had no shot. But, I mean, they held him the whole game.
I mean, yeah, well, with this loss, they're now 2-7 on the season and 1-4 in conference play. So hopefully they kind of turn it around in the middle of the season. They got a little bit of time left before they go to the playoffs, but
yeah, they got all GLVC conference games so the rest of the season. So they need to turn it around quick if they want a chance to make the playoffs this year.
Well, not only did we have men's soccer this weekend, we had women's soccer play as well. They also played the Prairie Stars, and despite the loss, they lost 7-1. Unfortunately, a little boat race of a game. But they held the Prairie Stars to 2-0 in the first half. So they played well in the first half. Second half, they kind of fell apart.
I mean, I'm assuming UIS just made the necessary adjustments at half, honestly. I mean, you saw with the men's game, they're well coached. I mean, 23rd in the nation for the men's. I mean, they're running a pretty similar program over there for the women. So they they figured it out pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
And those goals came in bunches.
Yeah, we've all been in the locker room at halftime losing or winning, and, you know, it's not a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that put them to 2-6-1 in their overall record, as well as 2-3 in conference. And the rest of the games are all conference play, so we'll kind of see how their record stacks up against the conference coming up.
I mean, despite the loss, though, I mean, at least we scored a goal. Like, Ella Warford scored the only goal for the Hawks, so.
Yeah, she's been scoring a lot this year. She's pretty much leads the offense. She likes to carry the ball. She doesn't like to pass very much. That's what I've noticed from her game. Maybe she passed a little bit more. Maybe they'd get more opportunities.
Hey, you never know. We might have got a little messy on her team, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she knows something that we don't, but.
Well, the fifth year Jariah Kelly was taken off in an ambulance. Were you there for that game, Tyler?
I was there. That was actually very scary. It was very late in the game. I think there's about 3 minutes left. She was going into the box. Keeper came out. She was going to, I think she was trying to take a shot, and then she got tripped. And then she kind of, like, fell on her head and, like, kind of scorpioned. And, oh, boy. I didn't like exactly know what happened, but I saw her like right when it happened. She like tried to get up and like put her hand on her neck and like just laid down like flat on her back and didn't move for like 10 minutes. And then at that point, I mean, the game was 7-1. They just ran the clock out.
Yeah, which is probably smart, you know.
Yeah, but it was scary. I've heard that she's gonna be okay, and it was nothing major.
Yeah,
but ambulance came. She got carried off in a stretcher, and
still scary though.
Yeah, it was scary. But that's about all the info I have on that.
It's nice that the trainer was there, you know.
Yeah, they were there. They were out there quick. They took care of her. They told her. Told her don't move.
Yeah, sometimes high school sports, you don't have a trainer out there. So they got to be called in just like the ambulance.
Yeah, they had the full staff out there. So they did a good job with that.
Well, volleyball's off to a strong start in the season. You know,
15-1.
Yeah, they're 15. They're undefeated in conference play.
That's something.
I know last year they made it to the regionals, and that was pretty fun because we hosted regionals, so we had a big turnout.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, Riley, let's talk about that. So they had three games this past week. Who did they start with?
Yeah, they started with the Truman State Bulldogs, and they won that game 3-2, as well as Upper Iowa, the Peacocks. They beat them 3-0. So those are two big games since their conference play. And then this Wednesday, they played Hannibal Grange, which they ended up winning 3-0. So three big wins for them. And coming up for them, they have UIS at UIS, and they also have a big tournament, which is the Midwest Region Conference.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty big tournament because, you know, you get to scope out the region teams and see what's looking ahead for playoffs time.
Yeah, I get to see where you rank.
So looking ahead, here are the big matchups coming up this week. So for starters, we got football. They play at Truman State, and last year the football team lost 59-32 against Truman State, but that was at home. So who knows what's going to happen when they travel to Truman State this year. What are your predictions? So, Riley, what's your prediction? What's the score going to be?
I think it'll definitely be a lot closer. I think we're better than we were last year. So I'll throw up. We'll go 59-50.
59-50? Okay, so a little high-scoring game, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you the over
59-50
hits.
59-50
Hawks?
59-50
Hawks.
Oh, okay. The over's going to hit.
It's going to hit. Yeah, like you said, I think it's definitely going to be a lot closer than last year. However, we were at home. We haven't played many games on the road this year, so we'll see how that plays out. But I think it's going to be a somewhat lower-scoring game. I think the defenses might step up a little bit. I'm not very low by any means, but I'm going to predict 28-24 Hawks.
28-24, okay. Okay, well, I mean, I think the prediction is going to be, I don't even know, because I know our defense is playing pretty well this year. They gave up 33 points last week, which is fine. But the other previous weeks, they didn't give up any points, did they? I don't think they did.
Don't believe so.
And plus, we have a high-scoring offense this year. So
we also got Peyton Plunkett on defense.
Oh, and we got our GLVC boy Joe Webb. Week.
Joe Webb as well.
Yeah.
Laying wood.
Oh, yeah.
Laying wood.
No, I would not want to get hit by him.
No, I've come across the middle. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, I think the score, I'm going to say 42-31. I think we're going to beat him.
42-31?
Yeah. I think we're going to have a good thing on offense. I think our defense might struggle a little bit because Truman State always has a good offense. But I think that we're going to score 42 points, and I think we're going to be big on the air game this week. I think Marlon Washington. I think Marlon Washington is going to have a 100-plus receiving-yard game, and I think he's going to score 2 TDs.
That's a bold prediction. I like it, though.
Yeah. Well, the over-under at that game set at 55.5, so.
The transfer QB, too. I mean, he's been showing
up. Oh, yeah. Big boy.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I'm trying to find it right now.
Let's look.
I mean, he threw for 3 touchdowns. He's not putting up the yardage.
Drake Davis.
Drake Davis? Yeah, there it is. Where did Drake he transfer Davis. From?
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns and 159 yards in the homecoming game.
Really? I thought he would have had more.
He's from Northern Michigan.
Marlon had more than half those receiving yards.
Yeah, on 5 receptions. He had a 50-yarder, I believe.
A lot of big 40, plays, huh?
45 or something like that. Yeah, big reception.
You said he was from Northern Michigan?
Northern Michigan U.
Yeah, so they played them September 23rd, Saturday.
They did?
Yeah.
And they beat him?
Beat him 45-27.
Statement W.
Yeah, he definitely was going into that game coming hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had that marked on his calendar.
Well, we got women's soccer at home, both games. Those games are Friday and Saturday, or Sunday. And they play Drury and Southwest, so both conference matchups. So previously, Drury versus Quint the Hawks, they tied last year. And so, you know, we're 2-3 in conference. We're not doing bad in conference. Out of conference, we're struggling a little bit. We're 0-3-1. But conference, we're 2-3 for women's soccer. Yeah. So what is your prediction, Tyler?
I haven't heard too much about Drury soccer or SBU soccer this year. So I think we got a decent shot. I'm gonna check out the record for.
Well, they're 8-4-2 playing against Drury in their years. So our home record, we're 5-2-2 against them. So you know we usually play good at home against them.
I'm gonna predict a high scoring soccer game with little to no defense, and I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna say 6-4 Hawks.
All right, take that back.
Over Drury.
I take that back. Drury's actually 8-4-1.
Against us?
No, against this year. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I change it. I think it's going to be 4-3.
4-3? That's a high-scoring soccer game.
It is high-scoring, but, you know, I have a feeling that Drury's got a decently high-powered offense, and I think we're a little bit more offense-oriented.
Yeah. Well, Wes, we're going to throw it to you. What's your prediction?
Yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 Hawks. We're playing at home. Let's hope the Hawks get the dub.
2-1?
2-1.
Well, boys, I don't know about that. I'm probably going to take the Drury this week. You know, they're playing well. They came back. They went on a win streak in the middle of the year, and then last game they tied. I think it's going to be 2-0 Drury. And then what do you guys? So we also have another game on Sunday. They're playing Southwest Baptist.
And this is a winnable game. This is a winnable game.
So last year they tied.
They're 3-6-2.
Oh,
and 1-4-1 in conference play this year.
They're another home game also.
What's their conference play?
1-4-3.
Okay. So we're above them in the conference.
Yeah, I think I'm predicting a clean sheet here. 3-0 Hawks.
3-0.
3-0 Hawks. I don't know if it's gonna be Julia Mincher or the new freshman keeper, but somebody's getting a clean sheet.
You think Eva's gonna? It would be Eva. She started last game, I think.
Okay. Well, either keeper is getting a clean sheet on their record.
Well, she didn't have a bad game. She made come up with some big saves, but no. She was just getting peppered, you know.
No, yeah, they were hammering.
It's kind of hard. You can't stop it.
It was breakaway after breakaway. Yeah. When I showed up to the game, I saw the second half of the second half. It was 4-1.
Just all UIS.
After that, oh my god, it was back to back to back breakaways. They were just hammering low shots. Bottom left, bottom right.
Oh, no yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, we have women's volleyball.
Well, hold on. What's your prediction, Jack?
What's my prediction?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's going to be 3-1, the Hawks. I'm going to take the Hawks in this one. I think we're going to go 3-3, hit 500 in conference play. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to go watch
that'd
that
be
game.
Huge.
I'm going to be there. I bet you, who do you think's going to score?
Ella's gonna get one.
I think Ella's gonna. Yeah, she's definitely.
I think she's gonna get a couple.
I think she's gonna get one and assist one.
I think she's gonna get two, and I think she's gonna have nothing to do with the other one.
You don't think so?
Yeah, she's gonna be off the field. I'd throw my whole bank account on it.
All right. Well, women's volleyball this weekend they play UIS, so they play the Prairie Stars. So it's another conference matchup. What is your predictions? They're undefeated in conference play, 15-1 on the season. How many sets do you think it's going to – if we do win, or whoever wins, how many sets do you think it's
going to
take?
I think it's going to four.
Four sets and who?
3-1 Hawks.
3-1 Hawks? What about you, Tyler?
I might take a little shutout here.
Shutout? You think they're going to sweep 3-0?
Yeah. I mean, UIS isn't looking really like anything special this year. 5-9. I mean, we're 15-1, man.
Yeah, that is true. We're having a really, really good year.
We're legit.
Well, we'll probably see them in the region crossover tournament.
Yeah. They're also in that as well. So, hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully, we can keep the undefeated streak going. I don't know if they count for conference play games in that. I don't think they do.
I wouldn't assume so.
Yeah.
But definitely good to get working.
Yeah, to get some rep against conference.
And get to see the competition you're working with. Prepare for the playoffs.
Well, men's soccer has the same schedule as the women's. They play Drury at home on Friday, and then they also play Southwest Baptist at home on Sunday. So let's do some predictions for that. What do you think of the – so let's start with Drury. So what do you think the Hawks men's soccer team is going to do for Drury at home?
I'm thinking this one's going to be a low-scoring, close one. I'm going to have to go – I'm thinking if we can build on that last UIS game, we hung with a nationally ranked team. I think that we can win this game. I'm going to predict 1-0.
1-0? Clean sheet?
Yeah. The keeper, George Roke, is a dog. I've been watching him. He's pretty solid. As long as he's got his defense there to help him out, he's going to make plays. He's going to make saves. He's going to keep him in the game, so...
Oh, absolutely.
I'm thinking 1-0.
All right, Riley, what do you think?
Yeah, I have the Hawks too. Drury is 2-4-4 as of right now.
Oh,
so
boy.
Yeah.
I got the Hawks winning 3-1. 3-1 at home.
3-1? Okay. Well, I think they're going to win 4-0. I think we're going to have a breakout game here.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think we're going to start Friday off hot, and then we're going to take it into the Southwest Baptist
we're gonna
game
need
at home.
It.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I think it's going to be 4-0 against Drury, and I think they're going to come out and they're going to score one goal against Southwest Baptist and hold them off, and they're going to go 2-0 on this weekend.
Prediction for the Southwest Baptist game?
2-0.
2-0?
Yeah, I think we're going to have 0 goals scored this year or this weekend, and I think we're going to move our win total to 4.
Yeah, SPU isn't looking like anything crazy.
2-6-1.
Yeah. I like that. They're going to have to come off playing UIS as well. They're playing them right before us. So, yeah, I like us in that one. I'm going to go with a barn burner though. 3-2.
3-2?
Yeah.
3-2? No way. Really?
I'm thinking we're going to get a close game. I feel like this one's going to be scrappy. Yeah.
I like the 2-0 call, Jack. That's
okay,
what I was
yeah,
thinking.
You
yeah.
like 2-0?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and finally, the segment y'all have been waiting for, we have Taylor Swift, folks. So as everyone knows, you know, Taylor Swift, you know, pretty big. She just got off her Eras tour, you know.
That actually shifted the U.S. economy.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm wearing my friendship bracelet that I got from the concert.
Shut up.
Well, I'm a Swifty. Are you a Swifty, West?
No, I'm not.
No? What about you, Tyler?
I'm not. Space baby.
Well, Travis Kelce and her are rumoredly dating. I think it's come out that they are. He said it on their podcast, the Kelce Brothers podcast. He also mentioned that he said
New Heights.
Yeah, he apparently. Yeah, he came out and said something like, I don't know. I read an article about it, but he said that he thinks Taylor Swift is getting too much coverage of football games. They think that they're panning to her.
Yeah, no kidding.
Too much.
It's ridiculous.
He's like, yeah, well, like everything doesn't have to be like, you know, recorded or like seen, you know, after they go to like commercial break or like something big happens that he does. Like, you know, they cut to her.
But, yeah, right after the Pacheco touchdown.
He didn't even score. I mean, yeah, it's okay. Travis does a big play.
I wanted to see Pacheco Selly.
Yeah, I know.
He was hitting the.
I know, and then they changed it. Like, I mean, I like Taylor Swift, but I feel like we're seeing too much of her. But I will say though, with her being seen, I mean, we had the biggest for like non Super Bowl. That was the biggest game in like 10 years, I think.
Yeah,
that was televised.
She was at the past two Chiefs games, right?
Yeah, she sat with Mama Kelce.
Yeah,
I think I saw a post on I think it was Instagram that there was this girl, she had a Travis Kelce, like she like made it. It was and the last name was spelt wrong.
Yeah, she spelled like, it like a girl's name.
It was
like
K E L S E Y.
Yeah, Kelce.
And I'm like, come on, like this needs to stop. You need to figure it out. Like this can't be happening.
I mean, she probably made it because she couldn't get a jersey. You know, sold out. His jersey sales went up 400% since the first game she went to.
How are you going to make?
Well,
how are you going to spell it wrong?
He was like top 25 in jersey sales. Now he's top 5. He's like third for the whole NFL.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Those Swifties, man. They're nuts.
I know.
I mean,
dude, they're not that bad. Dude, are you calling me nuts? Because I love Taylor Swift.
Have you seen the one video of the girl at the concert and the song comes on and she like started screaming and like fell down? It was ridiculous.
I didn't fall down, but I sure as heck started screaming. I mean, I even went. I went to Arrowhead.
You went to the Taylor Swift concert at Arrowhead?
I went with my sister-in-law.
Damn.
We had a blast.
You really are a Swiftie.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, sing me a song. What's your favorite song?
I'm not gonna lie, I did go, but I didn't know any songs. The only reason I went was because my older brother was going. We went to Kansas City, and we went there to play golf, and then we were visiting her family, and then so we went, and I did not like it. There was just an extra ticket, and they're like, "You want to go?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I'll go. I'll go experience Taylor Swift for once." I mean, it was fun.
It's like a cult.
No, it's not. It is not.
It's pretty serious.
I see that look. I see that. Yeah.
It's pretty serious.
I see that look you just gave him.
It is not. Well, I got out of the cult. I can make it out of a cult.
You made it out. Yeah, you're good. And you're chilling. I don't know about your sister-in-law, though.
Well, I don't know. She's a teacher. You know how teachers are. Elementary ed, you know, she loves Taylor Swift. They all do.
That's funny.
Also we have some big games coming up this week for NFL. Thursday we have the Bears. You think they're gonna get in the win column this week?
Are they playing this week?
They're playing tonight. They're playing. Who are they playing?
The Bears won last week.
I know, but they're playing. Yeah, but the Bears suck.
They played the Broncos.
Yeah,
they played the Broncos.
No, the Broncos came back and won.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they came back and won. Sean Payton cut off his shirt or cut off his hoodie.
Gosh, that's right.
Started cutting his hoodie, and then they freaking turned it up in the fourth quarter down like like three scores.
Yeah, and then I thought that game was over.
Dude, the Broncos and the Bears suck.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, guess who plays tonight? Chiefs-Broncos.
Chiefs-Broncos play tonight?
Tonight.
Bears play tonight. Mm. Or is that...
You're just meshing them together because they're so bad.
The Chiefs, Broncos, dude, that's gonna be a freaking boat race. I mean, it's not even, dude. It's not even gonna be close.
Over under.
What is the over under?
Oh, no. I'm making my own.
You're making your own?
Over under 7.5 camera angles on Taylor Swift.
Oh, dude, I'm taking the over. If she's there, I'm taking the over. Does she have to be there?
You think that's a good line?
I mean, I'm sure there's a freaking betting site that's taken that. I guarantee it.
I'm sure there is.
I guarantee it.
Well, she'll definitely be there. I mean, shoot.
I mean, they're playing games with it. People are.
It's not. I mean, yeah.
It's Taylor Swift.
It is.
I bet you they leave in the convertible again. Are they at home? Or are they in Denver?
The Chiefs have been at home.
I'm not sure.
Let me find it.
I mean, if they're at home, I guarantee you they drive around. Because he hosted, he had dinner with all the families after the football game. She showed up.
Oh, this is week 6. This is week 5, right? This week?
Yeah, probably. They just...
Okay, so it is Bears Commanders.
It's the Bears. Oh,
yeah, next week is...
Even worse, dude. Chiefs.
Good game. Great game. Can't wait for that one. Holy...
Yeah, you think that's going to be a great game?
Oh, yeah, that'll be a killer game. Two great teams going up against each other.
Dude, oh, my gosh. It's two bottom feeders going up against each other.
You sense my sarcasm.
Dude, Justin Fields stinks. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like the Bears fans are ungrateful.
What do they have to be grateful for?
Well, they had Mitch Trubisky, and then, like, he had one bad year after he got hurt, you know, and they just throw him in the dumpster. Same with Baker Mayfield and the Browns. Like, can't these teams be grateful for a QB? Like,
don't. Talk about my Browns like that.
Dude, the Browns suck.
Yeah, but we got Massage Man.
Dude, I mean, I think our season's done now that Nick Chubb's out for this season. Yeah, that's the same
injury. Blew his knee into a million pieces. I think
that's the same injury he had in college.
Yeah, I think the college one was worse, but now, I mean, it's been however many years.
Was it on the other knee or the same knee?
I believe it was the same. Oh. Actually, I mean... I don't know. It was the same, though.
I think it was the same.
I don't know if that's good or bad,
to be honest.
I feel like it's both. Like,
it could go both ways.
Yeah, because, I mean, injuries are weird. It just depends, like, how he rehabbed the other one. Like, if he
hurt. Well, I mean, they drafted him in the first round. Like, that's why he fell so far.
Yeah.
Or was it they used their second pick on him?
Not sure.
I don't know, but he fell pretty far. Like, no, like, you know, he tore up college and then he got hurt. And then he fell to the Browns, and, like, that year, he had a good rookie year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's always been good.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as Saquon Barkley's rookie year, but it was pretty good. And same with Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, yeah, past few years, he's been a freaking dog. He was on my fantasy team.
Of course.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, well, you guys need to pick better.
Yeah, well, I can't predict the future there, Jack.
Well, hey. You guys
say that I can.
Whoa. The Niners defense are going to be big points this weekend.
I need McCaffrey. Yeah, give me the ball back, Niners defense. Let McCaffrey cook.
Dude, I was on Twitter and I saw that, like, Bleacher Report betting put out something on Chris. So if you bet $100 on Christian McCaffrey the past 12 games or every game, you would have net, if you put $100 on a Christian McCaffrey anytime TD, you would have $78,000 because he has 12 straight TDs in his last 12 games.
Hammer it.
Dude, hammer it. I mean,
hammer it.
Yeah, but I'm not. I can't do it, dude. I'm too scared.
Yeah. It's almost a lock, though. I mean, that's about as close to a lock as it gets. He put up like 40 points. He gave me like 45 points last week, and I still lost.
Dude, Mozart got me nuts. Dude, Mozart coming off the freaking, dude, 70-20 in an NFL game. Are you kidding me? Like, that is like, the Broncos losing to the Dolphins that in week 3?
That was
week
insane.
4? That was disgusting. Like, dude, you shouldn't even be in the NFL. I think freaking the worst NFL or college football team plays, well, I don't know. But, like, not saying that they didn't, like, take their foot off the gas, but they were playing their 2s and 3s.
They could have kept
They put
going.
Their backup quarterback in.
And dudes were still getting, there was, like, 3 players with over 30 points.
Oh, yeah. Tyreek Hill sat the second half. Mozart didn't even play in the second half. Like, fourth quarter.
I played somebody that had a cane or whatever.
Yeah.
A cane. He had 50.
He's the backup running back.
Yeah.
The backup running back had, dude, both their running backs had a total of 90 points together. Ridiculous. That's insane. That's insane. Well, everyone, thank you for listening to the Hawk Talk podcast at Quincy University. We are part of the QU Media Podcast Network, and you can find us on QUmedia.net. I'm your host, Jack Weiss, joined by Tyler Menendez and Riley West. Thank you, and have a great day.